40 questions to improve understanding of God's law. Are you prepared to change your lifestyle and live life based on God's word? 1. If we can't find a law in the New Testament books condemning an action or supporting it, does that mean it isn't a sin or something that should be taught? For example, the following are not found in the New Testament books: having sex with animals, making idols, taking the name of God in vain, participating in incest, etc. 2. Do you believe we are to teach what Jesus taught his disciples? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28 verse 20. So what about then spake Jesus to the multitude, and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say, and do not. Matthew 23 verses 1 to 3. 3. Do you think we are to ignore the laws of God because Jesus fulfilled it? Jesus said, Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Matthew 5 verses 17 to 18. He even puts a condition on it, until heaven and earth pass away, and it hasn't passed away yet. 4. What would Jesus' disciples have considered lawlessness to mean when Jesus said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matthew 7 verses 21 to 23. FYI, September, Genesis 19 verse 15, Exodus 34 verses 7 and 9. Side note, what will cause the love of many to grow cold in the future? Yeshua said, Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Matthew 24 verses 11 to 12, 5. Do you believe Paul's response to the question he posed, Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Romans 6 verses 1 to 2, 6. What law is written on our heart and why? Jeremiah 31 verse 33, But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah 31 verse 33. Wouldn't this conclude that the law is not abolished and not to be ignored, as it is part of every believer? And if we ignored his law, we are rejecting his work. 7. Are we to do good things? Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Romans 7 verse 12, 8. If Paul, as a believer, didn't know that coveting was sin, and he did it ignorantly, would he be sinning? What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. Romans 7 verse 7. And if a soul sin, and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist it not, yet is he guilty, and shall bear his iniquity. Leviticus 5 verse 17. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6 verses 9 to 10. 9. Should we confess our sins, and if so, can we confess our sins without knowing what they are? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1 verses 9 to 10. 10. Isn't the definition of sin the same in the new covenant as under the old covenant? John said, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." 1 John 3 verse 4. 11. Is it possible to abide in Christ and not sin? How? Ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. 1 John 3 verses 5 to 6. 12. Is there condemnation for those believers who walk according to their flesh and not after the Spirit? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8 verse 1. Therefore, what is the condition for believers to claim no condemnation? 13. What is the inward man that delights in the law of God? And should we listen to the inward man or reject its delight? For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, Romans 7 verse 22. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, Ephesians 3 verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16. 14. How does Paul serve the law of God with his mind? What does it look like? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin, Romans 7 verse 25. 15. What is the characteristic of a carnal mind that is an enmity against God? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, Romans 8 verse 7. 16. In Christ we are no longer a slave of sin, but are we free to do what we want, or are we now bound to be a servant of righteousness? Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness, Romans 6 verse 18. 17. Should we do righteous works or not? Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John 3 verse 7. 18. What defines what righteous works are, and if someone doesn't do it, what does God say about them? He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. 1 John 3 verses 8 to 10, 19. Which scripture was Paul referring when he said, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work," 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17. 20. 16 times the Greek word for circumcision is used in the epistle to the Galatians, Galatians 2:3, 7, 8, 9, 12, 5:2, 3, 6, 11, 6:12, 13, 15. Why did the Galatians want circumcision? In other words, what was the benefit of circumcision under the law of God? And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. Exodus 12 verse 48. 21. What is the law of God that has been done away with, equivalent to Christ being crucified, in the first sentence of Galatians 3? O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Galatians 3 verse 1. 22. What is the difference between the law of commandments and ordinances? And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless, Luke 1 verse 6. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, Ephesians 2 verse 15. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Colossians 2:13-17. Side note, could it be that the law of commandments is knowledge of sin and how to keep the law, but the ordinances is how to deal with sin? Ordinance, payment for the sin, burnt offering, stoning, and being made right with God, sin offerings, festivals, temple, priests. The Greek word translated ordinance in Luke 1:6 means to make clean, to free, to justify, that is, the intent of the ordinance. The Greek word translated ordinance Ephesians 2:15 means the judgment for the sin, stoning, wrath of God. 23. Do you believe there are any commandments greater than these that we are to follow? Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these, Mark 12:30-31. 24. Is this law only to the Israelites, and why? If yes, what law do we follow, e.g., should we honor parents? If no, then why aren't the other laws also included? Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these, Mark 12:29-31. 25. Are these commandments separate laws, or a summary of all the laws of God? On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets, Matthew 22:40. 26. How could Paul condemn homosexuality on those two commandments above, based on what? Because the homosexual can love God, love themselves, and love others, Mark 12:29-31. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, Romans 1:24. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. 27. What do you think Paul's audience understood by his statement, circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God, 1 Corinthians 7:19, whose commandments? 28. Why did the early church burn their magic books and not sell them to give the money to the poor? Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver, Acts 19:19. 29. Why was the early church only given four laws to follow, yet no mention was made about keeping other laws like honoring parents, no idolatry? Could it be they already knew it? They were to abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well, Acts 15:29. Side note, if we broke these laws, would it imply that it would not be well with us? Could doing this result in demonic oppression? Side note 2, isn't the base expectations that they would know the law of Moses because they heard it? 2 Timothy 3:16, Acts 15:21, however these four laws are not overtly called out like the others. Can you find these in the Old Testament books? Side note 3, set up is referring to law that purifies, Acts 15:9, what law purifies? E.g. no committing adultery doesn't purify, not stealing doesn't purify, keeping the Sabbath doesn't purify. Hint, Acts 21:24-26. Side note 4, how many times is circumcision mentioned in Acts 15? Ye must be circumcised, and keep the law, Acts 15:24. What laws does circumcision impact? In other words, only with circumcision you can do. Hint, Exodus 12:48-30. Why were three of the four laws about eating, and can you find them in the law of God? Abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, Acts 15 verse 29. When Jesus said, "Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man," Matthew 15 verse 11. Yeshua Foundation is assuming his audience, Pharisees, understand that he is referring to food that God has instructed to be food. And his specific comment is referring to cleaning food, Acts 15 verse 29, is not food that God had ordained to be eaten. Side note, if you were an early church member, who would carry more authority, Jesus, early church, James, or Paul? If there seemed to be a contradiction with Jesus and Paul, who would you default to? For example, the early church tells us not eat those things sacrificed to idols, Acts 15 verses 26 to 29. Then Paul seemingly says those who are mature are free to eat things offered to idols, 1 Corinthians 8 verses 7 to 13. Then Jesus tells the church in Thyatira, "I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols," Revelation 2 verse 20. 31. What are the deeds that Jesus hates? "I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitanes, which thing I hate," Revelation 2 verses 14 to 15. Side note, doctrine of Balak putting stumbling block, Revelation 2 verse 14. Nicolaitanes taught the freedom to do what you want in Christ without consequence, rooted in covertness. Evident they taught against keeping the law of God. Many followed them. Elaborate, the early church messengers Irenaeus, 115 to 200 AD, Tertullian, 160 to 225 AD, and Clement of Alexandria, 150 to 215 AD, mentioned them. Tertullian mentions that they focus on maintenance of lust and luxury. Clement says, "They abandoning themselves to pleasure like goats, as if insulting the body, lead a life of self-indulgence, not knowing that the body is wasted, being by nature subject to dissolution, while their soul is buffed in the mire of vice, following as they do the teaching of pleasure itself, not of the apostolic man." In Acts 20 verses 28 to 30, Paul had warned the elders at Ephesus 30 to 40 years earlier about these wolves, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them," Acts 20 verses 29 to 30. Then leaves them an example of himself, "I have coveted no man's silver, or gold, or apparel," Acts 20 verse 33. 32. How did Noah know what were clean and unclean animals, since the law wasn't written down until much later? Could it be that Moses wrote much of the law down that had already previously existed? "Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female," Genesis 7 verse 2. And how did Abraham know what the commandments were before Moses wrote them down? "Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws," Genesis 26 verse 5. 33. If keeping the commandments of God is burdensome, what does it tell your love for God? "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome," 1 John 5 verse 3. 34. What is the law of liberty? Is it free to do what you want, or is it being empowered to keep the law from our heart on which the law of God is written? "Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed," James 1 verse 25. 35. Should we be free to sin and commit adultery because we break one law? If not, why not? "For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, 'Do not commit adultery,' said also, 'Do not kill.' Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law," James 2 verses 10 to 12. 36. Is it neutral or good or evil to be a friend of the world? "Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God," James 4 verse 4. 37. did you know that there are more than the 613 mitzvah commandment that a rabbi in the 12th century recorded? Have you read them and noted that over 200 laws believers are able and should keep? The rest are associated with the temple, sacrifice, etc. 38. Do you know that there are many more laws of God than the above, and Jesus made the laws more difficult to follow? Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Matthew 5 verses 21 to 22, 39. Who helps believers keep establish all the law? Romans 3 verse 31. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep mine ordinances, and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel 11 verses 19 to 21. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments, and do them. Ezekiel 36 verses 26 to 27. 40. Why will some Christians get whipped? Jesus said, That servant who knew his master's will, and did not prepare himself or do according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required, and to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. Luke 12 verses 47 to 48.